Over the past few years, several universities have instituted summer reading requirements. Freshmen and other new students are told to read a certain book before they arrive on campus and be ready to discuss it when classes begin. The requirements rarely are popular with students who generally prefer to spend their summers on less scholarly pursuits. But this year's reading at the University of North Carolina is especially controversial. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports from Chapel Hill.
For incoming freshmen at the University of North Carolina, classes won't start for 3 more months. But some already are visiting Chapel Hill, meeting their advisors, learning about the curriculum, and touring campus.
Okay, this is the main academic quad on campus. This is where you're going to take a lot of your classes. I don't know if you guys ever saw the movie Patch Adams, but the library scene in that movie was filmed in here.
Academic work starts early for new students here. Over the summer, they're required to read one book selected by a university committee. This year's book contains a set of passages from the Quran, accompanied by explanations and definitions. Chancellor James Meeser says the assignment is designed to teach students about an often misunderstood religion.
The only way for us to advance as a civilization is to understand other cultures. That's part of the great function of a university. And what better experience for first-year students, most of whom come from Christian or Jewish backgrounds, we assume, to begin to understand another religion as a part of their doorway into university life.
The passages come from a book called Approaching the Quran, The Early Revelations, by religious scholar Michael Sells. The book is used in classes at several colleges, but Sells says he knows of no other school that requires all students to read it. The mandate is generating mixed reactions in North Carolina. Chancellor Meeser has received calls from people praising the selection as courageous, but he says others have voiced strong objections.
The first communications were from parents of students who were abhorrent of the idea that we were asking their children to read this text. And I got one email that said, "You just made my decision. We're sending our child someplace else."
Much of the criticism of the reading requirement comes from people who feel the university is favoring Islam over other faiths. Conservative activist Allison Tao says she has no problem with students reading part of the Quran, but says she's angry the school doesn't make them study other holy works as well.
There was no mention of the Bible or the Torah or any other religious text being used for incoming students. And I think it's a biased attempt by officials and administrators to force a religion on students.
The American Civil Liberties Union says it will watch how the university carries out the reading program, especially when the student discussions begin in August. ACLU lawyer Seth Jaffe says the state-run university can require students to read passages from the Quran, but he says the book's contents must be treated as beliefs, not facts.
The purpose of teaching this book is to answer the typical types of questions that Westerners tend to have concerning Islam. If the review sessions of the book are taught that way, that wouldn't appear to be problematic, but the proof is in the pudding. It depends on how it's being taught.
Chancellor Meeser stresses that students who object to the book can be exempted from the required reading. Still, he says he'll be disappointed if many students decide to opt out. He says they'll miss a stimulating experience to begin their college careers. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Chapel Hill, North Carolina.